running. Head out on the highway, looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way, yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Buy all of the guns and pumps and explode into space.
10:06. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning to you and happy Wednesday. It's a beautiful day outside and happy spring to you as well. Hope you're ready to get outside, get moving, get wild, get your motors running, whatever it may be. Or maybe you have a question this morning for our expert here on Pep Talk. So text it in or feel free to call in. We like that as well. 850-437-1620. That's to text or call in to News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's say good morning to our friend Paul Epstein from Running Wild. Good morning.
Good morning. And we're going to talk about exciting and upbeat positive things rather than blue people and eating fake chicken or fake whatevers.
Listen, I'm just delivering what I find on the internet.
So just because you were sort of jaded or, you know, disturbed by the story, you didn't have to share it with all of your loyal listeners out there. We're going
to
talk about running.
People have
and
to be
walking
aware.
And springtime.
Yeah. Well, so it is spring.
The weather is fantastic. This is the time of year to get outside. So if you've not been outside, if you've had excuses, it's time. The next time I'm on the show with you will be April. So let's everybody make a promise to one another that you're going to get outside. If you've been lazy, if you've been, oh my gosh, adjusting to this brutal time change, which more people than not love, I'm not one of the more than not, it's hard to wake up when it's dark early, but get out there. Let's push the excuses behind us and get outside, because it is, the mornings are fantastic. You do get to see the sunrise now if you're a early morning exerciser, which is just a great, great way to start the day. It's warming up a little bit, which is fantastic, still staying pretty dry for us. So get up, get out there, and shake off the spring forward blues. How's that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is. It's definitely an adjustment to go from waking up to brightness to waking up to complete darkness and adjusting your body.
My wife is trying to psych herself out and me with this new alarm clock she's got that starts to get bright. And it's got this, and if you notice this, since about a month or so ago, when it was getting brighter and we had that weird warm February, the birds were thinking, oh my gosh, it's spring. So as the sun came up, yeah, they were out chirping like crazy. Well, my wife has this new alarm clock. It's actually not that new. She just changed some settings and it chirps like a bird.
Oh.
Like a real sounding bird, and it's loud, and then it has this light that comes on. So you think at, you know, whatever time it went off this morning, probably 4 something or early 5 something.
Right.
This crazy bird chirping, and it's dark out, and I'm trying to wake up or not wake up, and I hear this chirping bird, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, the birds are off their timeline as well. And so I don't know why I'm telling you all this, but
They do say you should, instead of having an alarm that goes bah, 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 and jolts you, you should have one that slowly wakes you up and then a light that comes on immediately. That's actually true, because our bodies are supposed to awaken light.
And that's what this is. But the chirping bird is, I'm not sure it's better than the meh, meh, meh.
Sometimes those birds sound like they're having a rave in the tree.
Oh, no, they do.
House.
At our house, they have a rave because we live across the street from a park. And I have videos and audio of bird raves in the park. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about getting outside. So April is right around the corner. And what was that show? The women's prison show? Orange is the New Black?
Yeah,
make April the new January. How's that?
Okay.
If you haven't gotten outside yet, April is a great month to start. We'll start today and make April your New Year's resolution month, because it's warming up. It's not obnoxiously hot and humid yet. So get out there, get in shape for hot and humid bathing suit season. I'm just trying to give you any reason to get your booties out the door and in gear, because it is truly, it is so nice out. And then, of course, if you're an evening exerciser, this is your time, because it's light until about 7:15. Sunset is around 7, 7:01, 7:02. It's changing as we've now passed the, what's it called? Spring?
Equinox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not an expert in that, but I do know that the sun sets around 7:02 and stays light till about 7:15. So get out after dinner. It's a great time to unwind after dinner, before you go to bed, to end the day. If you have a significant other and or a dog, or dare I say, even a cat that you can walk on a leash. I know Jenna just like did this major turn toward me like,
no.
What are you saying?
None of that.
Don't put your cat in a little cat stroller. Put your cat on a little leash with a little bell and go walk your cat if you're a cat person. This is an equal opportunity exercise program.
Equal opportunity program, EOP.
Dogs, cats, if you have a rabbit that you like to walk, a chicken, a rooster.
I saw a guy on a horse was in our neighborhood the other day.
No, you did not.
I'm not joking.
You live in a suburban type neighborhood too, with streets.
He was just riding it, I think, to work.
Uh-uh.
You've not seen the guys who ride their horses around W and Beverly?
Well, that's arguably rural.
What?
I'm joking.
I almost banged my face on the mic.
She did. She.
Literally just snapped my neck.
I mean, when you get past maybe like,
I love
you know,
it.
Pace,
I mean, as long as they wear the bags.
You know, going west. Yeah. All right. We are moving into an area parallel to the Soylent Green movie, and we're not going there.
Let's keep running.
Committed to running. So, yes, get outside. It is the time of year, and there are so many events coming up. March is a great month, and we've had some great events so far this month. This weekend, March 25th at 8 a.m. this Saturday, we Running Wild is hosting the Blackwater 10 mile. It's on the Juniper Creek Trail over near Holt. It's easy to get to. The info is on runpensacola.com. Let me tell you, it's a single track trail, and everybody says, what does that mean? Well, it's just a single trail versus like a fire road or double trail through some of the most beautiful Northwest Florida scenery that we've got anywhere. And it's probably one of the best trails in the entire state of Florida. You have a variety of things. It drops down along Juniper Creek, which is a beautiful river in the Blackwater State Forest. It's a point-to-point race, so you show up at Blackwater State Park on Deaton Bridge Road. We bus you to the start point, and you run or walk 10 miles back to the finish line, and we are serving delicious hot spot barbecue on the pavilion. There's several pavilions in the park that are right on the river, and the weather looks like it's going to be fantastic for us. The rain has moved out for that day, and so great weather this Saturday, a 10-mile trail run. Even if you don't want to run 10 miles, come out and just enjoy the trails. We can use volunteers, and you can check it all out on runpensacola.com. And then the weekend after that, the first weekend of April, is the Gulf Coast Half Marathon that's out at Pensacola Beach. We have a half marathon and a 5K, and it's the Quentin Cooper Liver 5K. And Quentin was a young man, a teenager at Gulf Breeze High School, who passed away from liver disease several years ago. And his parents decided to host this 5K in remembrance of him and to raise money for liver cancer research. And they're still heavily involved today. We partnered with them to add this event to our half marathon weekend. So it starts right there at Casino Beach and or the Island Authority parking lot. I say and or. The half marathon starts at Casino Beach, finishes at the Island Authority parking lot right next to Flounders. The 5K starts and finishes at the Island Authority parking lot right next to Flounders. The post-race party, we've got live music in Flounders. Obviously, free food and drinks, and it's such a fun time. The race is fantastic. The half marathon goes out past Portofino, loops back around, and you get to see really the best of Pensacola Beach, and then enjoy a wonderful post-race party there at Flounders. That's Sunday, April 2nd, and all the info for that event is on runpensacola.com as well. Excuse me. And then going all the way through April, we've got events every single weekend. The Jelly Bean 5K is April 8th. That's at Trinity Presbyterian over there on Bayou Boulevard in Cordova Park. And then we've got our fantastic Crawfish 5K on April 22nd, which is such an understated event. The entry fee is probably like about $30 right now, but you can confirm that on runpensacola.com. But you pretty much get all the crawfish you can eat you run a 5K. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's right there, it's at Bamboo
bucks.
Willie's.
And $35 right now.
Yeah, $35. You can eat that in crawfish easily.
Whoa.
And so the run is free, basically.
Oh,
so
wow.
So that's a blast. That's April 22nd, Saturday, April 22nd.
Okay. That one's at the beach, too.
It is at the beach. That's right. Most of our spring races are at the beach, except for our trail run. And then by fall, we shift to more downtown, just kind of the way it worked out.
Okay.
And the weather is, for those that live here and know, this is such a great time to go out to the beach. The water's still a little bit chilly, but it's so clear, and the temperatures are moderate and dry.
Yeah, and it's pretty flat, so that kind of helps.
Well, it's completely flat. Pretty flat is.
Are you going to be? You're not running on the actual sand.
Correct. Yes, oh, okay. We don't have any events that run on the sand. There are some people who do that, and just say Soylent Green when something is troubling.
Oh, you don't like the running on the sand?
No, I don't.
I mean, walking on the sand.
Walking on the sand is fantastic, and running on the sand occasionally as sort of a training. Tool is good, but in moderation. Just like too much colloidal silver turns you blue.
Right.
Too much running in the sand will create all kinds of lower leg problems. But some
it's
is
making
good.
My back hurt just thinking about it. Yeah. Running too much in the sand. But I do like taking some nice long walks on the beach and watching the sunset.
Nice long walks on the beach. And watching the sunset.
You can do that after.
Yeah. And I recommend doing that barefoot, not with shoes on.
Oh, right? I don't feel
comfortable. And even running on the beach, doing, again, some drills or some short sprints, if you will. Barefoot is probably better than with shoes on just because it allows your feet to work a little bit harder, your toes to splay out and engages your arch a little bit. But again, that's in moderation.
Oh, okay. All right. We do like things in moderation. That's for sure. Okay. So we've got a lot pretty much to look forward to. What was the one you said, Jelly Bean?
Jelly Bean 5K. That's April 8th. That's a fun little race, Easter weekend at the Trinity Presbyterian Church. And We've partnered with them this year for that event. We're offering some timing services and some other things. It's not a Run Pensacola event, but it's a great family-oriented event. They've got great treats for the kids and just a great post-race party there at that Trinity Presbyterian is right there on Bayou Boulevard.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Anyone who drives up and down Bayou has passed it 8.7 trillion times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So the other day I was reading in a magazine. It was a running magazine.
Reading.
And it was talking about how running helps a ton in the aging process. And they say, like, with appropriate hydration, stretching, training, not overdoing it, and, like, listening to your body. And making sure you take those adequate rest days. But I thought that was really cool. And it was, I forget the name of the magazine, to be honest. It could have just been called Runners. I don't know. But I picked it up and kind of put it on, threw it on the coffee table, and I've been picking up and reading it here and there. And I just thought it was interesting just to see how running and starting running, no matter what age in life, can help you possibly, you have to say possibly, because, you know, we don't
100%.
Of course, improve your overall lifestyle, but increase your odds of living longer.
Absolutely. I mean, there's study after study, and even, I mean, I could use myself as an example. My, you know, blood work and blood tests and all of it look really good. And I mean, I've been running for almost 40 years, mm-hmm. and I don't look a day over 28, do
That's
I?
That's right.
Right. That's a lie. Right. Jenna is not looking at me because she can't look and lie at the same time. But no, seriously, that's a great reminder too. And I think, Jenna, the best part about that, or that statement that you made, or that sort of idea, is that you can start at any time in your life. And we have coached, we have worked with people who have become athletes, runners, if you will, over the years, and every one of us has, I'm going to say negative habits, but you know, you can use that word negative to cover a broad swath of habits. But you
right.
know, from eating too much ice cream to drinking alcohol to smoking to whatever, fill in the blank. And we tell people don't worry about stopping those habits before you start running. Just mm-hmm. start running. And
right.
as you start to exercise, you start to develop better habits. You start to seek out better nutritional advice or information to say, wow, I really enjoy feeling better. Let me start to think about now not eating as much of this junk food, or what's a healthier type of food to eat, or maybe I should think about not drinking 7 glasses of wine a week. Let me scale back because I feel better now, and I feel better now.
Right.
So it's important. Again, it's all about just taking that first step. And it doesn't have to be running from the beginning. In fact, it shouldn't be. If you've been sedentary for years, whether you've been a runner in the past or not at all, just get out the door and start walking. Don't even worry about shoes. Well, you have to wear shoes, but don't worry about making an investment in shoes. Just get out the door and start. And as you get into a regular habit, then come and visit us at Running Wild here in Pensacola, or over in Fairhope as well. And we can help point you in the right direction, or keep you in the right direction, I should say.
Somebody wants to know what is the best shoe for walking? I walk about 4 to 5 miles every day, and it seems like most shoes are just too heavy to complete that.
Yeah, that's a great question.
It's a long time. Good for you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations. 4 to 5 miles of walking a day takes probably an hour to an hour and a half, and that's a good time frame of exercise. Mm-hmm. Your body is adapting to being more efficient when you exercise for that amount of time. And I would say that there are so many great options out there, and I know this is always my default, but it's true. Come in and let us show you some things. Let us take a look at your feet. Let us put you on our scanner. Let our fit experts analyze your gait, and then decide what shoe is best for your needs, the shape of your foot, the shape of your body, actually, and everything in between. And there's no charge for any of that, and our shoes are no different in price than a shoe you buy anywhere.
Right.
And if you're exercising at that level, and you may say, well, I'm just a walker, but that's a significant amount of walking, you deserve to be in the right type of product, the right type of gear for that activity.
Okay. I like it. I think it's better just, yeah, especially if you're walking that long, you do not want to take that lightly.
Yeah, correct. That's right. That's a good way to
Because you're doing something healthy, but then you do something and it's like,
Well, you're making a commitment to regular exercise, which is really important, and you should give that that commitment its value, right? And its value is get the right tool for the job. And there's so many shoes that are so light and so well made and so specific to your activity, and it's worth the time to come in and let us help you and evaluate your needs.
Okay, excellent. I like it. If you have another question, you can squeeze it in. It's 10:26. We got just about 3.5 minutes left here with Paul Epstein from Running Wild. We runwild.com. You can shop. You can check out all the events on the events calendar, the training programs, classes, everything included, of course, for both locations as well. So whichever one suits your fancy.
There's lots of exciting stuff on our website, and we've got a half marathon training program coming up. We do have a half marathon, like I mentioned, on April 2nd, but we have another in the fall that's downtown Pensacola, and that training program is coming up. You can check it out on our website if you're ready for a half marathon. If you've never run a 5K, you probably don't want to start with a half marathon. Mm-hmm. Unless you've been regularly running, but you know, we like for you to be able to run about 15 miles a week healthfully, 3 miles with no problem, to be able to start that program. But that program is available starting soon. And then of course we have some other 5K programs that we're kicking off as well. And the weather, the time of year is perfect because it's lighter in the evenings, and we typically train Tuesday, Thursday evenings, starting at 5:30 to 6.
With those trainings, do you start in the classroom and then make your way out to?
There is a small classroom component, but it's mostly outside. So okay. We start day one, we go outside.
This is great weather for that.
Yep.
Oh my word.
And it's more of a walk run. We start you in kind of intervals of walking and running, very
sure.
Broad range of experience. So, you know, we anticipate that there will be some folks that struggle a little bit at the beginning, but we've got resources. We have physical therapists and massage therapists and very experienced coaches to take you from basically zero all the way through a 5K.
Okay. I think that that's a great way to start. And if you're a walker and this, you're trying to ease your way in, or even if you've never done it, I'm sure Paul could share stories. That would be cool one time to have
positive
somebody come
stories.
On.
Oh,
and
yeah,
share
we can. Oh,
people
my gosh.
Who have
let's
done
do
it. That would be amazing.
Maybe
he's
next
already
show
calling
we'll
somebody right now. I just saw him pick up his phone. So please, please, if you're thinking about really anything, start at Running Wild. I know yesterday it was funny. We didn't etch out enough time, but that was a thing. My husband and I were like, oh, we should have gone to Running Wild while we were over here, but then we had to run somewhere else.
Run,
all
literally,
pun
run.
Yes.
Run.
That's one of our happy places to go.
It is,
that's
it
for
is
sure.
My happy place, too.
Well, we like that. That's actually a good thing. When
it,
people's
it is a good
job
thing.
Is their happy place. That's a good thing, Paul. So we runwild.com. You can check everything out online. Also, when you get to the website and click events and go to Run Pensacola Races, it'll take you directly to the link so you can sign up under, if you click calendar or races, what it'll do is it'll take you to those runs and races so you can click on it and go ahead and get signed up. And you can even look ahead to the ones that are coming up as well, so you can maybe save a little dough on upcoming
save a little dough
upcoming yep. races.
There's a lot. Every race we have coming up in the fall is open for registration, so check it out. WeRunWild.com. Check out our Fairhope store, Pensacola store, and then of course RunPensacola.com for all of the upcoming events.
And download the app for free.
The app, Running Wild Rewards.
Excellent. Thanks, Paul. I'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Jenna.